Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. Did you know you are the CEO of your life? You are who you are from the choices that you make. So many of us blame others or current situations in the world for the reason where we are in life now. We blame our suffering and unhappiness on outside sources because how else would we be in this current situation, right? I mean, it would be absurd that we got ourselves into the place we are today on our own, right? Sadly, the blame is in the wrong, and we are not right. We are in a place we are today because of the everyday choices we make. For example, do you remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books? It was a book with a story that had choices at the end of each chapter for the reader to make and take those choices and move them to the next part of the story. And each story would lead us to a different ending, whether it ended in a demise or a happily ever after. So there were so many choices in this book. And just like that, we have choices every day, each moment in life. So you do have control of the outcome of your life. You are where you are today because of the choices you have made since you have been a young adult. For example, did you choose to go to college or get a job right out of high school? Did you choose to get married and have children at an early age, or decide to wait till you were older, or not get married at all? Whatever the choice is that you made, it got you to where you are here today in life. What if I told you that you do have control of your life and that you are, in fact, not a victim of circumstances from external sources? Yes, you are in control of your life because you make choices every day. For example, if you choose to lose weight, what choices do you need to make daily to shed those extra unwanted pounds? Exercise, healthy diet, and quality sleep are three of the important things you would need to incorporate into your lifestyle to create this change you want to see in your body. So would you choose to slump on the couch after work and binge on Netflix, or go out for a walk or a bike ride to get closer to your goal? Well, clearly it is obvious that the movement rather than the slouching will be the correct choice. But again, the choice is yours, and you are in control, not a victim of your outcome. Making the right choices that align with who you want to be and how you want to feel in the future is the magic pill. Another example. If you wanted to save money in your bank account. And to do this, you must deposit money into your account regularly. Even if you make a small deposit each week or month, you will only get closer to your goal of how much money you want to put in your bank account. So just like that, if you create one slight change by making the better choice each day, you will get closer to the better future you. So I invite you to own up to your power of choice. No one else has the power to change who you are and who you want to become unless you choose to let someone else have the power. So next time you're about to make a choice, stop and think to yourself, will this bring me closer to my future self? Does this align with the kind of life I'm trying to create? Remember, you will feel stuck if you let yourself continue to make choices that keep you where you are today. You just need to move a bit past your edge each day and make choices that move you closer to the new you.
Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.